cleaned off and everything. Praise, well, the Lord is coming. He's coming. And we got to get ready for his coming and his soon return. He said, well, you said, well, you may, no, 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 he's coming. He's coming. You can see how things are going. You can see how things are going. But as we're living in here, I saw some things in the church that I would like to talk about. And it's a spirit that I would like to talk about. I ain't going to preach no faith. Faith is this whole word, you know. But I want to go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I really enjoy it. I enjoy the Lord. He's just a good God. Thank you, Lord. And I thought about Sister Gwen, you know, and all of you, you know, and brother was talking. He's just so good. You just can't hardly, you know, you can't tell it with a straight face. You really can't. He just, you know, he's just so wonderful. He's so wonderful. Okay, Ephesians 4. Who got to say amen? Okay, I want to go to 4. And I want to go up here to see how far up I want to go. I'm going to minister this because I know when people wait, I don't care what they say, I don't care what you say. When you're waiting on things, if you wait too long, things will set in. Bitterness set in. Amen. When you wait too long. Amen. But I also want you to know that the Lord is leading and guiding us. Where we are now is where God is intended. Your life ain't out of balance. You know, if you're in the will of God, you're right there. You say, well, I've been praying to be in God's will. Well, you probably are. You know, God's will is not always goody-goody. Things you go through. The things you go through is to make you and to make me. Amen. And I said, Lord, these little bitty trials we have, it's nothing like our brethren. When I think of the trials here in America, I think we ought to be ashamed of what we are complaining and griping about. Because the trials they go through are unmentionable. And I said, then the Bible speaks about if you can't run with the horse, I don't know how that scripture goes, but I've read it. How are you going to do it? The swelling of Jordan. If you can't run with the horsemen, or what, y'all know that scripture. But you know what I'm talking about. Well, what you going to do when the Jordan swells? I mean, that's the last thing that's Jordan is, you know, to get across to the promised land. Amen. I want to encourage us, starting here in the pulpit. I'm encouraging myself. You know, you think that I don't be encouraged myself. Because this is a scripture I read this morning. And I said, oh, God, I didn't know that that what that meant. I read it and I looked, I said, oh, Lord. So the Lord is... Paul was writing to the Ephesian church in Ephesus. And these were people that he had won outside of, what you say, the Jewish faith. Outside of the covenants. He had to teach these people from square one. They knew nothing. And so these people he wrote, he began to tell them how to, you know, conduct themselves. And it ain't too many look like words now that tell people how to conduct themselves. Amen. Amen. Because it seemed like people don't know their head from their toes. You can talk to people and they say, well, I'm from such and such a church. And it's almost embarrassing. And you think they like you. You think that they holy and they love God. But then they be telling you all their sins just like it ain't nothing. Amen. I said, amen. You know, I like to look at, you know, I told y'all that I can't look at too much of it, but I like to look at them flipping houses, not flipping houses, but, you know, doing houses. I don't know why I like that. I don't know, but I do. I'm going to put something out there on the thing, a stream makeover, come on inside. But I like that. But then we get to start looking at it, and here they got two men. Or somebody with their fiance. I said, you can't even look at, you can't even, you know what I'm saying? Now, this is a nice, I like to see people flip houses and redo them, and I like to see what, ooh, look at that kid, ooh, look at what they did. I just like to see talent. Ooh, that is beautiful. I like to watch some of the Olympics. I don't watch all of it, but I like to watch some of it. I love to see skill. Because I want to be skillful. Hello? So I like to see people skilled in what they do. Do all they can in what they do. But I said, Lord, these people talk about stuff like it ain't nothing. Just like it ain't, well, we're going to get married next year. We're living together and get married next year. But the Bible say no fornicators, no adultery. It's going to be in the kingdom of God. And I think that to go to church and not hear somebody tell you something sometime, something wrong. We're not loving if we're not telling people the truth. A friend will tell you the truth. It's your enemy that won't tell you what's right. If somebody walking around and you doing something you ain't got no business doing, and you constantly doing it, and this is not good for you, they're not a friend if they're not telling you. That's not your friend. But a friend, if they say something, it may hurt you. Sister, you tell me something, it may hurt me. But hey, I love you for it. When I think about it, I say, well, that's the truth. You know, get myself up from here and do better. Amen. I want to read what Paul told the Ephesians. And we might go into a couple more scriptures, but this is what I want to read. Oh, good Lord. I want to start is in number 19, I think. You have to read the whole chapter. But who being past filling have given themselves over to lascivity. He was talking about this work, the other people, to work all uncleanness and greediness. Don't talk about that greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if it so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. I'm starting, but you read it. That you put off concerning the former conversation of the former life, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. This flesh is nothing. I'm going to tell y'all, ain't nothing good in the flesh. It's nothing in your flesh that's good, and it's what you fight against every day is your flesh. Amen? So it's nothing good in it. Only God can change you. I just love it. I said, Lord, when it come down to it, it's sure enough we can't do nothing without you. I tell you, we cannot do nothing without you. Satan constantly is shooting arrows at you, at me, at everybody. He's not going to sit there and say, well, ain't no, no, no. But the Lord wants us to know that it's time to draw near to him because Jesus is coming. He said to put off concerning the old man, which and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You can only do that by asking God and asking to help you. You cannot do a lot of, you just can't. If you can, then you show me how to do it. And put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away lying. Some people, you can't believe nothing they say. Honestly, I mean people in the church. You can't believe nothing they say. Y'all don't know nobody like that. Okay. I do. He said, speak every man truth with his neighbor. But you know, he put that in there because he said, all liars. He said, all liars. We was talking about something me and Mary this morning. I said, you know, we was talking about something. And I said, you know, like when people come to the church, a minister of the gospel, we like to be kind and good to people that come to the church. We want to be kind and good to them. So we don't get up there and say, now, this is for the minister and this is for the church. But when we go back there, it all goes together and the minister don't get what he's. If he took up for the minister, it should go to the minister. There have been times when the minister had to give us something back. When it take up for the minister, because see, I believe that all lies going to hell. Oh, going to hell. I said, all lies going to hell. And I believe that you should run God's business with truth. It should be truth right across the board. It should be truth. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Ain't no need to have no offering. And what you trying to do, be cute? You know, say, well, this is the minister's offering. You cute or something? And somebody may bless the minister and put maybe $500 in there. Oh, that's too much. Wait. You add up this man's money. I don't care if it's $2,000. It goes to him or her. I don't know why I'm saying this. But when the men and women of God come, when you bless them, they are blessed. They're blessed. And we try to send money where money is supposed to be sent. I don't see nothing to that. But then when I listen to people, they say, girl, I say, what? You know, I thought everybody doing the same thing. I didn't know. Then he said, put away lying. He said, every man, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Be not angry. Be ye angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath or your anger. Don't go to bed mad. I try not to do that. We try not to, you know, we might be at it, but I try not to go to bed angry. Because you may die while you're there. He said, neither give place to the devil, because that's what you're doing, giving place to the devil when you do that kind of stuff. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands. Have you ever seen people that want what everybody got and don't want to spend a dime of energy for it? Brother Mark, we preaching to somebody. It may not touch you, but this goes out. My God, if you want something, get out and work for it. You know, you can't let Dee Dee get out and work, and she got, and then you sit on your whatever it is. All right now. And then you want what they got. That, to me, that is ludicrous. The Bible say, don't steal, but rather labor, work. You're stealing from people. I think that when you do that kind of stuff. But that which is, he said, work with your hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. We all can get on that now. Come on. That it may minister grace unto the hearer. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Listen, let all bitterness, and I had to look at bitterness, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor. And I had to look up clamor. And did you not know clamor says, let me read you. It's a loud, continuous noise as a crowd is demanding something or complaining. You get to talking to your, watch it now. Oh my God. You get to talking to one another and somebody getting mad. And then you get your voice get to going up. You get to knocking on the tables and hitting on the doors. And do you hear what I'm saying? Are your children? Watch it. God began to show me what that clamor was. Oh, God, help me. You ever get angry? But, you know, then the Bible speaks. I realize it means what it say. Let your words be seasoned with grace and salt. You got to speak. You know, you're supposed to be speaking. Watch it. And I said, Lord, that's what you meant, ain't it? Because, you know, you get angry and you get to being like a judge. I said, so-and-so, and so-and-so, so-and-so. That's clamor. And Paul told us not to be guilty of that. And I know that I had to obey. Now, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to come clean. I'll share it. Ask God to forgive me for that. Because my voice goes up when I get angry. You know, it ain't pitched here. Go do, 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 do. And that ain't funny. Because he said, let it be not named among you. I said, it's time to clean up. It's time to clean up. It's time to clean up. And to do what God say. You know, we so holy. We say, well, we don't do this and we don't do that. And we don't go around with this and we ain't committing adultery and stuff. But these little foxes, it's the little things that's going to get us whipped when we get to heaven. I'm hoping that's all he whipping us. I hope that he don't say, depart from me. Praise the Lord. There are scriptures that say that. But we're praying. We know that we're God's children. But in God's children, we clean up. Praise God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve him. He said, in evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. It's hard to be tenderhearted to people that done you wrong. Hard to be tenderhearted. But that's what he tells us to do. We need to read Ephesians and Philippians, them little chapters where he talks about how to live. We need to read those, children of God. It's good to read the Psalms, but let's read some of this so we can begin to clean our lives up. He said, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And you never think about that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody done you wrong. Well, I don't have to speak to them. Somebody say, I can forgive them, but I can forgive them out there. They stay out there, and I stay in here. I forgive them. Watch it now. But they stay out there. Now, supposing God did you like that. Suppose the Lord say, well, I forgive you, but you stay out there. We something else. But, you know, this is what the word, it cleans us up. I said, cleans us up. So that person that you had to forgive, if you can't speak to them again, something wrong with that. Right. Something still there. Yeah. Ask God to help you. I know what I'm talking about now. Ask God to help you because it ain't worth it. It's not worth getting in trouble. Hallelujah. Because you know what, sister? I believe if we'll keep the word of God, if we'll do what God wants us to do. Now, I found this out through prayer. If we'll do what God wants us to do, whatever we ask, he'll do it. Only thing that keep God from moving for us is something in the mix. Something you done put in there that ain't supposed to be in there. Only thing a cake, hallelujah, to keep a cake from coming, you forget to put something in it. But if we make it up right, according to directions, according to the menu, they telling me where my daughter, tell me, boy, she getting cooking, boy. Who is that? Brittany? Is that right, Derek? They say she cooked the roast here. I'm telling you, it was out of sight. Brittany. Say somebody cooked something that was really, really good. I said, well, she got a cookbook. Jack gone. They say, boy, she cooked something. Boy, it was good. Well, you got a cookbook. You know what she did? She followed the cookbook. Now, I know she don't know. Listen, this Jackie back there. You see my Jackie back there? She did not like to cook. Mama, please don't make me cook. Please. I cook, but she loved a clean house. To the kids, Mama, get on out of the kitchen. Let her go. Because there were some girls that liked to cook, you know. But so she did, you know, clean up more than, I guess. Ain't that right? But she didn't like to cook. But I guess she got that husband and he likes to eat. That changes things. And now she cooks. Tell me, she be throwing down, as we say. All kind of stuff. Taco soup and all kind of stuff. I'm going to have to get some of her recipes. Praise her. This is what happens when you keep the recipe. When you keep the recipe, it comes out right. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So you look in the book and it say, no lying. Don't get mad. Don't be, you know, unforgiving. And all this, and you do it, it'll come out right. It'll come out right. It'll come out right. I want to read another scripture. Now, Hebrews 12. I thought this was something. Hebrews 12. Praise the Lord. I hope this is helping us. Helping us. I want us to be helped. It's like sisters say, I'd rather, you know, somebody tell me what's right than to be sitting up pretending like, you know, I'm okay. Hallelujah. Number 14, it says, 12 and 14, follow peace with all men and wholeness, without which no man shall see the Lord. It's hard to follow peace with some people. You guys that's working, I know y'all have it harder. Or if you got a cantankerous neighbor, I've been so blessed. I have such wonderful neighbors. Just good people. Just love you. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad I didn't have to say, Lord, I'm old. Don't let me give me too hard a trial. Follow peace with all men in wholeness, which not no man should see the Lord. Look in diligence. Listen now. Listen. Look in diligence, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root. Read it. Of bitterness. Root of bitterness. Now, something have to be planted before it get a root. I said, something has to be planted for it to get a root. So if you don't do the first things and take care of it right away, it'll get in your heart and it'll spring up and get deep in there where it'll take you almost 2 days of fasting and all this kind of stuff to get rid of that stuff. Amen. And bitterness is really something. And the Bible said you will be defiled, and thereby many be defiled. That will defile you. Bitterness. Everybody looking, because y'all ain't got that though. But some get in your heart. You really thought you forgave them. You thought you did. But I pray that the Lord will kill every root of bitterness in your heart, in my heart. Because it may be something you didn't even recognize, but you still saying, as long as they stay out there. I've heard that. Just let them stay right on out there. Oh, God. So we got to help, get help. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen to this. Lest there any be fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold. Now what he's saying there is, if we don't get rid of this stuff, you'll be like Esau. You know, who committed fornication and he was profane because it was something in him he could not do the right thing. Somehow he wasn't like Jacob. Jacob had a lot of problems now. And he had a lot of problems. But all his life, he hated his brother Jacob. And maybe but you don't never have a reason to hate nobody. He walked around for years hating Jacob. Didn't know what bad shape he was in. He was counted as a fornicator for not doing what God told him to do. Okay, so then he goes up. It took God. It took a wrestle of Jacob to wrestle all night to get this man to getting right. Because he meant to kill him. When Jacob had to pass over and go somewhere to get to where he was going, honey, Esau meant to kill him. He meant to kill him. But it was God who intervened. It was God who intervened. It take God to change people's hearts. It take God to do it. Don't have anybody in here that you say, well, just let him stay over there. Now, I don't mean you got to get on the phone and say, hey, sister, come have a lunch with me or something like this. But make sure there's nothing between you and nobody. Amen. I know God. God don't just talk. I know he's talking. No. And it'd be people that come to church and it'd be so, you know, you praise God and you jumping and hollering and you know what I'm saying? But Jesus is coming. I said, Jesus is coming. And he's coming soon. He may come in our lifetime. You know what? I reread. This is this. This is not another sermon. But I was reading in Revelation. And Revelation says, the day of the Lord. So cometh as a thief in the night. Remember Jesus told us that? Now here it is. Let me read it. Turn to Revelation, Chuck, and I'm going to read this. Maybe somebody can help me with this. Oh, my God. I thought, dear Lord, what in the world? Hallelujah. Wait a minute. John saw it in Revelation. Oh, my God. I see the Lord. He said he saw in the 20th chapter. This get me. Maybe you can explain it to me afterward if somebody got it. Yes, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hands on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And see, I believe the Bible means what it say. I'm a person that I take the Bible verbatim. So if you got something to show me, then do it. Cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, and set a cell upon him, so forth. I saw thrones. And they that sat up on them, number 4, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their right hands or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But listen, but the rest of the dead. Now, I've been reading this Bible for 40 years. And no doubt I read this before, but it just didn't hit me like it did. The rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, if it's the first, there's got to be something else behind that. He would have said first. Then John jumps over a little further. I saw a great white throne, but not a dead. Somebody's still down there. Because he said, and the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. He jumps over, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place. And I saw the dead here. I saw the dead stand, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. The sea gave up their dead. Now, the sea didn't get no dead up over here. Only here at the right throne. Boy, something in there, Sister Mary, you pray for me. It's something in there. Something we're not understanding. Something that people ain't teaching us. Something they just so screwed up they don't know how to teach it. And the sea gave up the dead, and that was in it, and death and hell developed the dead which was in it. And they were judged every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, because the devil was already bound. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now we as Christians, we want to be, I was singing, we got a song, I want to go in the first resurrection. Y'all sung this song before? I want to go in the first resurrection. Now I got y'all with a question mark over y'all head now. I want to go in the first resurrection. I sung that in church. I want to go in the first resurrection. I hope so. Seemed like the dead, when they were judged at the white throne, we'll leave that alone. Y'all read that. Go in Revelation, read it. I know you read it. I know y'all read it. And then he said, this is the first resurrection. And I said, Lord, why you say first resurrection? When the thing you say first and it's a second, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to let y'all sit up there and scratch y'all heads, huh? Whether it's the first resurrection or whatever it is. I want to go. I want to be with the Lord. I want to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. You might explain it to me. I promise. If you don't explain it to me and the Holy Ghost don't say boop, then you don't waste your time. Amen. Because I want to be with Jesus. I say I want to be with the Lord. And I know if I do what I'm supposed to do and reach my destiny and what I'm supposed to do, I got a chance. Amen. Like Gwen said, you got to come to the place where you know that you know. The Bible says, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost, he put something in your heart. It's something in your heart where you know that you are his child. You can't walk around and say, well, I think I am. No, no, you got to know. You got to know. And in your heart today, I hope that we know, every one of us, we may not understand where we're going. We may not understand anything, because I don't. You don't either. All you know is Jesus is coming back. We know Jesus, he's going to split the sky. We've read that and we've heard it, and the trumpet going to blow. We heard that. And this brother that's seen this last thing, you got to see it. He heard the trumpet blow, and I never thought about it, but it's going to sound so loud that it's going to wake the dead up. And so that's got to be a sound. That's got to be a sound, a screeching, hard, so sound you can't even understand what it sounds like. You can't understand it. So you got to see this. You got to see this film. The Lord gave him a, boy, he shook everybody. I mean, the pastors, everybody in the church is up to the altar. Yes, because Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And we look at ourselves, well, Lord, we got to get rid of this and get rid of, and I got to get rid of this and rid of that. Come on. Ain't you glad you're saved? But the Bible said the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sin. How are we going to be through Jesus? He got to look down through Jesus, or we messed up. through Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. His blood cleanses us from all our. Isn't it wonderful? Hallelujah. Like you got this one, girl. You praise God right. Because it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all our sins. I said it's the blood of Jesus. Other than that, we are half clean. Because we see all of our little hang-ups. We see a little thing. We read, oh, Lord, I don't want to be like that. Maybe you don't see. Maybe you perfect. Maybe you got a halo that I ain't seen yet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, it's Jesus. Now, you ought to stand up and give Jesus a great big because it's him. Without him, we can't make it. When we look down, Jesus, when God looks down, he has to look through Jesus. Because if he didn't, we couldn't make it. See, you was feeling sad. Now you know. It's the blood of Jesus. He cleanses us from all our sin. And when he looks down, he sees his son. He sees us. He can't see you because you just ain't of me. So let's stand on our feet and just praise him. And praise him for looking through. Praise Jesus for being who he is to us. Woo! Hallelujah. You know, this makes me want to take the sacrament that more than I ever understood. It's made me understand. Praise the Lord. It's often that you do this. It's in remembrance of me. And I sure want to remember him, don't you? Because he's been so good. I say he's been good. I say he's been good. He's been good. And I just want to thank him for being so good. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. Somebody say, well, how am I going to quit? You can't quit nothing. Come as you are. Just come. When the altar call is made, don't try to tell me I got to do it. Come just the way you are. Come and believe that it's his blood that cleanses you from all your sin. It's got to be something that my, it's so wonderful. We just believe it. Let's just believe it. His blood cleanses us from all our sins. It's wonderful. So you spend time saying, Lord, thank you. This is when we say thank you. We ain't thank you for nothing we done done. No. We thank you for what he done. Yes. Right. For what he done at Calvary. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for him at Calvary, we couldn't make it. Right. I say we couldn't have made it. That's why he came down, because he know we couldn't have made it. Yes. Man is something else. He said he knew what was in man. Man is something. The best of them. I've seen the best of me in my generation fail. How did they fail, Lord? Scares me. I said, Lord, you give them a little money and look like they just act a fool. Just fall. Just good Lord, what is it that make people fall like this? I've seen people walk with me that fail. But you got to hold on. Make your mind up. Hallelujah. That you ain't got to have A, B, and C. You didn't have A, B, and C 20 years ago. You don't need it now. You don't need it now. All you need is more of Jesus. Turn that heat down, somebody. Turn that heat down. Y'all turn the heat up, didn't you? Turn that heat down. Oh, my God. Turn the heat down. See, I know I can't go there. I can't even stand this little bit of heat. Too hot for me right now. I can't stand no heat. Hallelujah. Today, I want all of us to come to the altar. When you see this film, you all be up here. Because it's something. It's